This is Peoria's Hidden Treasures on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Chani Lyons. When previewing art exhibits in Paris in the 19th century, art patrons and elite guests were invited to a private viewing of an exhibition on Varnishing Day, the day when the artists returned to the exhibit hall to give a finishing touch to their works by varnishing them. Today, galleries and museums often have preview showings for members and special guests. The artists may attend, but they certainly won't be doing any varnishing nor last-minute fix-ups. Peoria's fall season of art exhibitions begins in early September. For the next several Hidden Treasures, we will preview some of the work that visitors will see at the city's galleries and the Peoria Riverfront Museum. We begin with a display of paintings by local artists Cheryl Burritt and Florence Gaffney at the Foster Art Gallery in the First United Methodist Church. The mission of the gallery, which opened last year, is to nurture mutual understandings and appreciation of the connection between art and faith. The gallery hosts works by local artists and area high school students. Sherry and Florence are both oil painters who are members of the Illinois Art League. Florence uses an impressionistic style in her still life paintings. She started painting only 6 years ago, after she retired from 35 years in the business world. She has gained attention and won prizes in several local shows. Painting, she says, is my way of expressing the beauty I feel and see in the world. Cheri Burritt also finds designing and creating beautiful objects a sustaining part of her life. She began painting more than 30 years ago. Her oil painting, East on Main, is a winter scene. The road is encrusted with snow. Few cars are visible. Ahead of her on the right is the Hotel Pere Marquette, and on the left, the Commerce Bank. Straight ahead, the descent to the Illinois River. It's very recognizable, and it accomplishes what she says she wants to achieve, which is trying to paint a feeling, not just a scene. Also in September, Bradley University's Heuser Gallery continues its exhibition of works by Michiko Itatani, a painter and professor of painting and drawing at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago. The artist refers to her recent autobiographical work as personal codes. She explains that in her paintings and mixed media pieces, she investigates her childhood and the history and culture of Japan, her homeland. She's surprised by this interest of hers, she says, because in her earlier work, she looked at the now and the future. Her personal code paintings are large, 3 by 5 feet and 8 by 6 feet. One of them places you on a wide stairway that leads to a small room. The stairs are deep, and the sides are lined with large colored globe lights. The walls are Japanese screens decorated with outlines of trees. The ceiling opens into the sky, allowing small circles of light to fall gently into the room. The painting is part of her cosmic Wanderlust series. She suggests that when you look at her work, stop thinking, just look. Next time on Hidden Treasures, we will preview several other fall exhibitions. Peoria's Hidden Treasures is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois, exploring works of public art in the Peoria area. The producer is Tim Fluga. Our theme music is by Paul Adams. You can listen to Peoria's Hidden Treasures or subscribe to our podcast at peoriapublicradio.org. For Peoria Public Radio, I'm Chani Lyons.